Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Psychological archetype of Ketu in Zodiac, Part 1. Ketu in Aries, the detached warrior or the lone initiator. Ketu in Aries brings instinctive courage, but without attachment to victory. Ruled by Mars, this placement often carries past life memory of fighting, leadership, or intense individualism. The detached warrior archetype appears when action is taken without craving outcome, acting out of dharma, not ego. The lone initiator shows up in those who move ahead independently, often isolated yet self-sufficient, guided by inner impulse rather than recognition. This Ketu excels in roles that require courage, detachment, or pioneering spirit. Its challenge is disconnection from collaboration, preferring solitude over teamwork, and often avoiding sustained commitment or follow-through. Ketu in Taurus, the renunciate or the minimalist. In Taurus, Ketu withdraws from material fixation. Ruled by Venus, this placement brings disinterest in wealth, luxury, or sensual comforts, often due to karmic familiarity with them. The renunciate archetype seeks inner worth beyond possessions, favoring simplicity, nature, or spiritual aesthetics. The minimalist emerges when one instinctively lets go of attachments, creating beauty through reduction, not accumulation. This Ketu excels in sustainable living, spiritual ecology, or voluntary simplicity. Its challenge is insecurity or discomfort with physical life, struggling to receive abundance or care for the body while trying to transcend it. Ketu in Gemini, the silent thinker or the lost messenger. Ketu in Gemini reflects a soul that has intellectually been there, done that. Ruled by Mercury, this placement often creates detachment from speech, information, or constant communication. The silent thinker archetype shows up in those who prefer to listen, observe, or process inwardly, deeply intelligent, but slow to speak. The lost messenger appears when communication feels fragmented or unfulfilling. Someone who senses the limits of language or carries the karma of miscommunication. This Ketu thrives in esoteric writing, meditation, or silent retreats. Its challenge is articulating emotion or trusting logic, often defaulting to internal chaos or withdrawal. Ketu in Cancer, the emotional ascetic or the ancestral emissary. In Cancer, Ketu brings detachment from family, home, or emotional nourishment. Ruled by the moon, this placement often reveals past life saturation in domestic or maternal roles. The emotional ascetic archetype emerges in those who feel love deeply, yet resist dependence, preferring inner solitude over emotional entanglement. The ancestral emissary appears when one carries unconscious karmic patterns from lineage, often working out inherited emotional burdens. This Ketu excels in spiritual psychology, ancestral healing, or intuitive arts. Its challenge is emotional isolation, fear of vulnerability, or numbness where connection is needed most. Psychological archetype of Ketu in Zodiac, Part 2. Ketu in Leo, the Shadow King or the Invisible Creator. Ketu in Leo brings detachment from fame, recognition, or personal glory. Ruled by the Sun, this placement often signals past life mastery in leadership, performance, or central roles, and a present life pull away from the spotlight. The Shadow King archetype appears when leadership is exercised quietly without the need for credit, power without ego. The Invisible Creator emerges in those who produce beauty, art, or influence from behind the scenes. This Ketu thrives in ghostwriting, anonymous activism, or soul-centered creation. Its challenge is suppressed confidence or rejection of visibility, struggling to let the self shine for fear of being seen again. Ketu in Virgo, the pattern breaker, or the inner analyst. In Virgo, Ketu brings hyper-awareness of detail but no emotional tie to perfection. Ruled by Mercury, this placement often reflects a soul that has long labored in systems, healing, or service, and now questions the point. The pattern breaker archetype appears in those who unconsciously unravel routines, disrupting overly rigid structures in pursuit of deeper meaning. The inner analyst emerges when introspection replaces action, someone who questions everything, but may retreat into analysis rather than engagement. This K2 thrives in mystical healing, that's metaphysical diagnostics, or minimalist design. Its challenge is anxiety, self-neglect, or paralysis by overperception and feeling everything but doing little with it. K2 in Libra, the disillusioned diplomat or the inner equalizer. K2 in Libra reflects a karmic release from relationships, aesthetics, or people-pleasing. Ruled by Venus, this placement often comes after lifetimes of partnership, diplomacy, or social harmony, now accompanied by inner exhaustion or disinterest in pleasing others. The disillusioned diplomat archetype appears in those who feel jaded by superficial peacekeeping, drawn instead to inner authenticity over polite compromise. The inner equalizer emerges when harmony is rebuilt internally, prioritizing self-respect over social approval. This K2 thrives in solitary art, behind-the-scenes justice work, or spiritual partnerships. Its challenge is relational detachment, fear of commitment, or isolation disguised as self-sufficiency. K2 in Scorpio, the secret mystic or the inner renewer. In Scorpio, K2 becomes raw, psychic, and transformative. Ruled by Mars and K2 itself, this placement often carries deep past life experience with death, loss, power, or the occult. The secret mystic archetype operates beneath the surface, someone with silent spiritual authority, hidden depth, or a direct line to the unseen. The inner renewer emerges when one goes through cycles of destruction and rebirth alone, integrating trauma into quiet strength. This K2 thrives in shadow work, occultism, investigative healing, or spiritual crisis navigation. Its challenge is emotional withdrawal, spiritual isolation, or resisting intimacy to preserve inner power. Psychological archetype of K2 in Zodiac, Part 3. K2 in Sagittarius, the detached preacher or the inner pilgrim. K2 in Sagittarius signifies a soul saturated with philosophies, doctrines, or belief systems from past lives. Ruled by Jupiter, this placement withdraws from external ideologies to pursue direct, inner truth. The detached preacher archetype arises when one carries deep moral wisdom, yet refuses to preach it, preferring quiet integrity over evangelism. The inner pilgrim emerges in those who walk a spiritual path solo, drawn to retreat, meditation, or lived experience rather than dogma. This K2 thrives in mystical travel, esoteric studies, or sacred silence. Its challenge is disillusionment with mentors, faith crises, or reluctance to share hard-earned truths with others. K2 in Capricorn, the ghost of hierarchy or the silent builder. K2 in Capricorn reflects karmic fatigue from structures, duty, or societal roles. Ruled by Saturn, this placement often signals past mastery in institutions, leadership, or worldly success, followed by quiet disillusionment. The ghost of hierarchy archetype arises when one moves through power structures like a phantom, seeing their limitations, yet feeling invisible within them. The silent builder emerges in those who continue to contribute, but without ambition, seeking meaningful impact rather than title or reward. This K2 excels in minimalist leadership, ethical advising, or quiet mastery. Its challenge is resignation, chronic underassertion, or difficulty engaging with external ambition or authority. K2 in Aquarius, the cosmic outlier or the system sifter. In Aquarius, K2 withdraws from collectives, ideologies, or societal revolutions. Co-ruled by Saturn and Rahu, this placement suggests karmic saturation with groups, trends, or causes. The cosmic outlier archetype shows up as one who stands just outside every tribe, carrying cosmic perspective, but often feeling alien. The system sifter emerges when this K2 intuitively sees what in the system works and what doesn't, quietly dismantling illusions from within. This placement thrives in metaphysical sciences, spiritual futurism, or reform from the fringe. Its challenge is isolation, distrust in groups, or cynicism toward change, seeing the whole picture, yet uncertain where or whether they belong in it. K2 in Pisces, the dissolved seeker or the vessel of surrender. K2 in Pisces is the final release, where boundaries blur, ego dissolves, and the soul lets go. Ruled by Jupiter, this placement carries lifetimes of spiritual absorption, self-sacrifice, and mystical immersion. The dissolved seeker archetype appears when one floats through life between worlds, intuitive, empathic, but untethered. The vessel of surrender emerges when K2 becomes an open channel for divine presence, detached from outcome, identity, or linear plans. This K2 thrives in spiritual arts, healing, dream work, or transcendental creativity. Its challenge is escapism, detachment from reality, or neglect of the physical self, belonging everywhere, yet grounded nowhere. Psychological Archetype of K2 by House, Part 1. How K2, South Node, expresses detachment, karmic memory, intuitive mastery, and spiritual disinterest through each house, revealing what feels familiar yet incomplete, where we withdraw, and where we are being asked to release control, independent of zodiac sign. K2 in the first house, the ghost self or the silent walker. With K2 in the first house, the individual often enters life with a fractured or subdued sense of identity. The ghost self archetype feels oddly disconnected from personal presence, often preferring invisibility, solitude, or spiritual focus over external performance. The silent walker moves through life with internal wisdom, but may struggle to assert, lead, or form a clear sense of I am. This K2 is intuitive, observant, and wise beyond appearances. Its challenge is passivity or erasure, dimming personal desires in favor of transcendence, or avoiding self-definition altogether. K2 in the second house, the frugal mystic or the disenchanted accumulator. In the second house, K2 brings past life saturation in matters of wealth, security, and voice. The frugal mystic archetype seeks simplicity, feeling little attachment to possessions, often drawn to minimalist, natural, or spiritually unburdened living. The disenchanted accumulator carries internal fatigue around material pursuit, questioning the point of having, or quietly uncomfortable with dependency on resources or routines. This K2 thrives in renunciation, financial detachment, or alternative value systems. Its challenge is instability, neglecting the need for grounding, nourishment, or self-worth anchored in the physical world. K2 in the third house, the wordless intuitive or the observer of minds. K2 in the third house suggests a soul well-versed in communication, strategy, or social maneuvering, now ready to let go of over-mentalization. The wordless intuitive archetype trusts instinct over dialogue, often feeling disinterested in small talk or excessive information. The observer of minds prefers to witness rather than engage, holding silent insight into human behavior without always articulating it. This K2 is excellent at nonverbal perception, intuitive movement, and detached awareness. Its challenge is isolation or expression blocks, feeling misunderstood or struggling to find words that match inner clarity. K2 in the fourth house, the rootless sage or the family renunciate. With K2 in the fourth house, the soul carries deep familiarity with family bonds, emotional memory, and domestic life, yet feels detached from rootedness. The rootless sage archetype drifts emotionally, carrying wisdom but little attachment to home in the traditional sense. The family renunciate may have karmic ties to caregiving roles, now leading to withdrawal from lineage, culture, or inherited emotional patterns. This K2 is naturally introspective and sensitive, often drawn to spiritual retreat. Its challenge is emotional bypassing, neglecting the need for inner nurturing, or avoiding intimacy due to past saturation in family entanglement. Psychological Archetype of K2 by House Part 2. K2 in the fifth house, the retired performer or the detached creator. K2 in the fifth house indicates past life immersion in creativity, romance, or public recognition. Now, the soul turns inward, disinterested in applause or outward validation. The retired performer archetype has done the stage, preferring anonymity over the spotlight, and finding joy in quiet, uncelebrated expression. The detached creator continues to make, but from a meditative or devotional place, without needing an audience. This K2 is inwardly gifted but outwardly modest. Its challenge is emotional disengagement, avoiding joy, pleasure, or spontaneous love, due to fear of losing control or reliving past drama. K2 in the sixth house, the system dissolver or the invisible healer. In the sixth house, K2 carries karmic memory of service, routine, and problem solving. The system dissolver archetype has already mastered discipline and labor, and now seeks to move beyond the grind, rejecting perfectionism, structure, or constant fixing. The invisible healer offers support quietly, intuitively, often behind the scenes, or without formal titles. This K2 may have an aversion to micromanagement or overwork, preferring spiritual flow over rigid systems. Its challenge is inconsistency or withdrawal from duty, neglecting personal health or responsibility while avoiding the very systems that once sustained them. K2 in the seventh house, the solitary wise one or the contract breaker. K2 in the seventh house suggests karmic saturation in relationships, partnership, compromise, and external balance. The solitary wise one archetype now seeks self-realization through autonomy, retreating from traditional relational roles. The contract breaker instinctively resists social expectations around marriage or collaboration, favoring sacred solitude or unconventional bonds. This K2 is intuitive in reading people, but detached from attachment. Its challenge is isolation, cutting off opportunities for emotional reciprocity or struggling to trust others after lifetimes of over-identifying with partnership. K2 in the 8th house, the underworld survivor or the detached alchemist. K2 in the 8th house holds deep karmic experience with death, loss, power, and emotional intensity. The underworld survivor archetype carries the scars and strengths of having been through cycles of destruction and rebirth, now less reactive to drama or fear. The detached alchemist transforms through stillness rather than intensity, intuiting change but no longer gripping it. This K2 thrives in psychology, energy work, or spiritual depth. Its challenge is emotional detachment, avoiding intimacy, mistrusting vulnerability, or retreating from life's richness to avoid reliving past crises. Psychological archetype of K2 by house, part 3. K2 in the 9th house, the fallen guru or the wandering mystic. K2 in the 9th house reflects past life mastery in religion, philosophy, or higher knowledge. The fallen guru archetype may carry wisdom but no longer identifies with preaching or institutional authority, preferring silence over sermons and inner truth over doctrine. The wandering mystic seeks meaning beyond systems, drawn to personal experience, intuitive knowing, and spiritual nomadism rather than formal study. This K2 often rejects rigid beliefs or inherited truths. Its challenge is spiritual cynicism or disillusionment, resisting new teachings out of karmic fatigue or overcorrecting by rejecting guidance entirely. K2 in the 10th house, the shadow executive or the invisible builder. In the 10th house, K2 reveals past immersion in power, status, and worldly responsibility. The shadow executive archetype feels little attraction to titles or public recognition, having already carried the burden of leadership. The invisible builder prefers to contribute from behind the curtain, supporting purpose-driven work without needing credit or control. This K2 thrives in spiritual careers, advisory roles, or mission-based service. Its challenge is disengagement from ambition, struggling with structure, accountability, or visibility, and sometimes abandoning worldly goals without building a new foundation of meaning. K2 in the 11th house, the disillusioned idealist or the lone visionary. K2 in the 11th house suggests past life involvement in groups, movements, or collective ideologies. The disillusioned idealist has seen the limits of utopias, now withdrawing from the crowd to refine a more grounded inner vision. The lone visionary still holds progressive insight, but prefers to work alone or on the fringes, creating without the noise of group dynamics. This K2 excels in research, contemplative innovation, or nonconformist creativity. Its challenge is social withdrawal or apathy, fearing groupthink, disconnection, or the karmic weight of leadership within communities. K2 in the 12th house, the past life monk or the cosmic dissolver. K2 in the 12th house points to lifetimes spent in isolation, spiritual retreat, or otherworldly service. The past life monk archetype carries deep intuitive wisdom and a comfort with silence, solitude, and surrender. The cosmic dissolver dissolves boundaries, tuning into collective emotion, karmic threads, and unconscious symbolism with effortless grace. This K2 often feels unfinished in the human experience, drawn toward transcendence, but needing grounding. Its challenge is escapism or erasure, losing identity in mystical absorption, spiritual bypassing, or retreating from life's demands to avoid entanglement.